It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
I'm your host, Debbie O'Connell. My co-host, Jay Ritchie, is on assignment today, and holding things down in master control is the Duke himself, Robert DeCozy. And this is Tee to Green, America's longest-running network golf radio show. News, interviews, and fun for everyone who loves this great game. And what a meaningful weekend to be together, because we are heading into Veterans Day on Tuesday. This show is dedicated to the men and women who have served and the organizations using golf to heal, empower, and reconnect our veterans. Our first guest today is J.P. Lund, a PGA professional for over 30 years and past president of the Mid-Atlantic PGA. And he is also a PGA Hope National Trainer. PGA Hope stands for Helping Our Patriots Everywhere. It's the PGA's flagship military program, connecting veterans to golf to support physical, emotional, and social well-being. JP oversees more than 60 PGA Hope programs across Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, serving over 1,100 veterans every year. And he trains PGA professionals nationwide to deliver the same life-changing experience. Later in the show, we'll welcome Christy Quinn, LPGA Class A professional and the vice president of the LPGA Professionals. Christy is a leader, a coach, and a mentor who is helping shape the future of the game, especially for women and girls. We'll explore how the LPGA is expanding access, building confidence, and creating a more welcome environment for every player. It's a special show honoring those who have served and celebrities making the golf game and make even more of an impact. Stay with us. Tee to Green is streaming live every Sunday on sportsbyline.com.
You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Remember when they used to ask, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" At Bank of America, we ask every day, "What would you like the power to do?" When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour, so the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
To Green Radio, streaming live on sportsbyline.com, iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on American Forces Radio. And that is in over 30 countries. I'm your host, Debbie O'Connell, teeing it up and talking golf with PGA professional J.P. Dunn. He is our first guest today, someone who has truly made a difference in golf through healing and hope. J.P. Lunn is a PGA professional for more than 30 years, past president of the Middle Atlantic PGA and the current president of PGA Reach Middle Atlantic, and a PGA Hope national trainer, helping thousands of veterans connect to community and confidence through the game of golf. It is an honor to welcome J.P. Lunn to Tee to Green. Welcome, J.P.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, it is quite an honor, especially on this Veterans Day weekend, with Veterans Day coming up on Tuesday, when the focus and the talk is about our veterans. Share with us and our listeners more about PGA Hope.
PGA Hope is actually a program that we've created through our foundation, PGA Reach, and it's a program to teach golf to veterans, and it could be veterans just learning the game, or veterans that have been playing for years and just wanted to get better. And I say veterans, I'm going to default to that today, but it's veterans and active military. So we get a pretty good mix of both.
And what has been one of the most impactful experiences you've had with one of the participants in this program?
You started off pretty quick. This program, you know, we do a lot of wonderful things in the PGA of America, and we have a lot of programs that change people's lives. But this program, this PGA Hope program, can actually save people's lives. And, you know, I was fortunate enough. Sometimes I don't even like telling the story. I don't want to sensationalize this, but, you know, I had a vet get up, after he went through the program. We do a little graduation with all of our veterans. And after the 6 weeks, everybody comes up, they get a certificate and some swag and a thank you for your service. And the veteran asked me if he could take the mic. And I said, sure. I wasn't really sure where this was going. And he said, you know what, nobody in this room knows this, but I wanted to thank everybody for being here. He said, you all have saved my life. He said, on the Tuesday that this program started, I was sitting on my back porch with my rifle in my mouth trying to figure out how to pull the trigger. And he said, I wanted to meet some other veterans. I wanted to get involved with this and see what it was all about. I decided to come here instead, and he says, I'm glad I did because I realize I'm not alone. And if you have somebody to literally thank you for saving their lives, it's a pretty impactful situation.
Wow, and that is not the only time there are stories like that in this program. I have full body chills. I mean, the impact has been absolutely amazing. There's other stories that I've heard about veterans who had a hard time just leaving their house, and then they came to the program. So how do you help that transformation for maybe a veteran who isn't even comfortable being around a group of people? What are some of the techniques you all use to help get them to be comfortable again out in the world with others?
You know what? That's an absolutely great question. And this program works. It doesn't work because we're great teachers, and everybody in the PGA that's involved through this program are great teachers. But this program works because the veterans are involved with other veterans, and it gets them into a place where they may be comfortable. But you're right. Some don't like to be in crowds and don't like to be in groups. I've had a vet, his name was John, and he doesn't mind me telling the story, but you know, we had our first week and we met everybody, and I noticed the guy sitting in his car in the parking lot, and I went over and shook his hand, said, hey, John, I'm JP, nice to meet you. I said, if I can get you anything, let me know. But you know, I'll be here all day and check on you. And sure enough, John never got out of his car. He sat there. He was there for an hour and a half, 2 hours. Our program lasted 2 hours. And he sat there. I went up to him throughout the day, checked on, make sure he was okay. And he was cordial. He said, sure. But he never got his car. So I went up to the end of the class, and I said, hey, John, hope to see you here next week. We'll be here waiting for you. And sure enough, John showed up week two. But John never got out of his car. And it's amazing. I even, at this point, I ask a lot of it when I do my trainings across the country. I asked the pros, I said, well, is that a success? And there's a lot of questions in the room. Well, he didn't even hit a golf ball, but the answer is yes, it's a huge success. And the reason is we got him out of the house. You know what? And John did that for 4 weeks in a row. He just sat in his car, but he came every week. And the fifth week, he actually got out of his car. He didn't hit a golf ball, but he mingled around with some of the other vets. He didn't talk a lot. He didn't participate, but he mingled around. And then week six, our final week of the program, they made him putt. They made him grab a golf club and putt. But you know, that's why this program works. It's different for everybody. We have no idea where any of these veterans are on their journey, but it's absolutely amazing what we can do to help them just by providing them this access.
And as a trainer to PGA and LPGA professionals who get involved in this program, I imagine it's not as much about teaching the game with people who maybe have the injuries, which I'm sure that's part of it, because I imagine there's people with, you know, limbs missing and other physical challenges. But I would, how much of the training is more about the emotional, mental part of bringing them in and helping them break out of their shell should they have some of these challenges?
You know what, you're exactly right. And the training is kind of threefold. We describe the program to the professionals and give them the black and white of it and exactly what we're trying to accomplish and what the program entails. But a lot of the pros can make this program their own. It's not a cookie-cutter program. We do have some things. We have an MOU with the VA, and we have some black and whites that we need to adhere to, but you can make this program your own. But the other parts of the training, you're 100% right, include all of the things. When people come to that, they think of the physical aspects, the physical disabilities. They think of hitting a golf ball from a wheelchair or hitting a golf ball with a prosthetic. But we talk about the other types of disabilities. There's, you know, that's the physical part. But there's also intellectual. You know, there's autism, there's Down syndrome, there's sensory. We work with people with hearing deficits, deaf And then we have blindness and vision impaired. And then finally, which is probably the most important, is sensory. And the sensory disabilities, then we start talking about PTSD, and we start talking about TBI, which is traumatic brain injuries. And then we help explain to the professionals that you're going to see those more than anything else. And the funny thing is, you can't see those. Those are the invisible injuries that you won't be able to see. So we go through this whole thing. We give the professionals a taste of the military culture and tell them what to expect with your veterans coming on site. And then we go through each of the disabilities individually, and we give them examples, we give them reasons to treat, and then we do simulations with each one of these things throughout the day.
We are talking with J.P. Lund, PGA professional and a trainer for PGA Hope. J.P., how many professionals are actually running programs across the country?
So we actually have 1,200 sessions of PGA Hope throughout the country. We've got 400. We have 4,600 professionals that have been trained to do PGA Hope throughout the country. But as you can imagine, we do have a lot of professionals like myself that actually do more than one session. I'll actually hold three different sessions here locally where I'm at, and that does happen a lot with a lot of the professionals throughout the country. You don't have to do all 6 weeks. You can actually do just 1 week if your schedule doesn't allow you to do the whole program. So we do have a lot of professionals jumping in and helping out throughout the year. As you can imagine, everybody's busy and has different things going on. So we have some professionals that come in, might do 1 week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, and then we have others that are, like myself, that are actually there all 6 weeks and doing the entire program throughout.
Well, it's an incredible program. It's called PGA Hope, Helping Our Veterans Everywhere. We're talking with J.P. Lund, PGA professional for over 30 years, and he trains the PGA and LPGA professionals involved in this program. J.P. is going to stick around with us for another segment. We'll learn more about PGA Hope and the other great things he does as a PGA professional. So stay with us. You're listening to Tee to Green Radio, talking golf. We're teeing it up and talking more golf in just a moment.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Welcome back to Tea to Green Radio, where we are talking your language, golf. We're talking with J.P. Lunn, a PGA professional for more than 30 years. He is the current president of PGA Reach in the Middle Atlantic section and the PGA Hope National Trainer. And J.P., especially on this Veterans Day weekend, with Veterans Day coming up on Tuesday, it's a great time to have you on to honor our veterans. We've been talking about the PGA Hope program and what you do for that. So you have 60 PGA Hope programs operating across your section. What is your vision for the next 5 years?
Actually, we just want to grow the program. It's amazing. We're one of the bigger programs in the country here in the Middle Atlantic. But we have so many veterans that want to do this. We've had, in the last 2 years, we've had 1,000 veterans go through our program last year, and then another 1,000 again this year by the end of the year. And we still have 900 veterans on our waiting list here in the Mid-Atlantic. And that's been our biggest issue. We just need to get more professionals out there doing the program, and we need to get more funding to do the programs across the country. We've got plenty of inventory of veterans that want to go through the program and do this, but we just need more and more people involved to do it, which is great. Our program's growing exponentially, and it should. The veterans deserve it, and we just want to keep growing this program so that we're twice as big in 5 years.
Well, how can someone get involved if they want to contribute some money, or they may know a PGA professional and say, hey, are you doing PGA Hope? And if
not, reach out.
How can everybody get in touch?
Sure. I think the quickest and easiest way would be PGAHope.com. As soon as you open up that website, you're going to see a little call to action in donating to the cause. But for the professionals that are actually doing the work already, we're just trying to find different ways to fundraise for the program. I tend to do a little pro-am here locally to try and raise money for it. Some professionals have raffles for golf clubs or putters or that kind of thing. There's a lot of different ways. I've had other golf pros do free lessons, and then they donate the money they would have had from the lessons to the program. So there's a lot of different ways, but we need everybody's help, and we need corporations to start stepping up and say, hey, I want to help veterans, and I want to see what we can do, because this program, it's funny, when we go through the trainings, we tell the pros, and they kind of look at you cross-eyed at first, but we tell the pros that this PGA Hope is a veteran program first and a golf program second. But by the end of the day, after the training's over with, I think everybody completely understands the good of this program, why we're doing it, and exactly what it means when we talk about it being a veteran program first and a golf program second.
Well, our veterans give us the life we have today, and this is a great way to give them their lives back, especially for those who have some struggles, or take them to the next level if they're doing okay, to find some joy and connection in their life. And that's why this game of golf is so amazing. Now, above that program, PGA Hope is within PGA reach, and you're the president in the Middle Atlantic section of the PGA. I'd say you're in demand, is what I like to say, Jay, for people who are very busy. Share with us the overall arching of PGA reach.
And we do have a PGA reach nationally from the PGA of America. So our association, the PGA of America, has a charitable arm, and that charitable arm is PGA Reach. PGA Reach has three pillars, as everybody would imagine, with PGA of America. It's got a junior golf pillar, which is very important to us, and all that we do through scholarships and through junior golf as well. And then we have a diversity inclusion pillar, which through our PGA Works program, getting diversified people into the game of golf. And then we have a third pillar is the military pillar, and it is PGA Hope, helping our patriots everywhere. And that pillar is the one program that we own as the PGA of America, and we're proud to have that as our military pillar. And there's even though there's three legs, we have a lot of work to do on all of them. But as you can imagine, the junior golf pillar has had a big head start on us, and it's doing amazing things, and it does great things. And we've got all kinds of stories about what good that's done for people and changing their lives. But this Hope program is fairly young. It's only about 10 years old this year. And a few sections across the country have just adopted it recently. So we're young and we're trying to get our legs underneath it. But it's growing absolutely exponentially. And we're trying to keep pace and seeing what we can do to help as many veterans as truly possible.
When you look back on your PGA career, started 30 years ago, could you imagine where you would be today in such a leadership role and making the impact that you make beyond helping people play better golf?
Absolutely not. I didn't have any intention to. I've been at a lot of really good places. I've been at facilities that have hosted the U.S. Open. I've been at a lot of great clubs, and I wouldn't change anything about my career. And I've been in governance for a long time. I've been in governance through the PGA of America for almost 20 years. Some would say too long, but I wouldn't change a thing. And this PGA Hope program, I will be doing this the rest of my career. It's been life changing for me as well. I have had my own trials and tribulations, but it's not about me. It is about the veterans, and the impact that I have seen it have on these veterans has touched my life to the point where I won't stop doing this. I absolutely love this program. I love what it does to the veterans, and it's absolutely amazing. If you're a professional and you haven't experienced this, please get involved with PGA Hope, because I'm going to tell you, just doing one program one day, you will understand completely why you're doing it and how much fun it truly is.
Well, Jay, we are talking with J.P. Lund, PGA professional who is certainly making an impact. And let me ask you, you've been with these veterans and you've seen their transformations, and you said it's not about you, but what have they taught you through your experience in PGA Hope?
You know what? The first thing that you begin to realize is that I've actually had some of my own experiences and trials and tribulations myself. And if you think you've been through the ringer, just listen to some of the stories that you're going to hear through these veterans. And it's absolutely amazing. There's a don't quit attitude that you learn from minute one of this program, and you almost have to be careful on what you do when you're doing these programs with the veterans. And I don't mean careful as in fragile, but I mean if you give them and you tell them to go hit golf balls for 10 minutes, it's 120 degrees out, and you've got an 80-year-old veteran on the tee box. He's going to go until he stops. He's going to be on a mission. He or she's going to be on a mission because you told him to go hit balls for 10 minutes. So you kind of have to watch what's going on, because it's absolutely amazing the depth of commitment there is to no matter what they're doing. and just overcoming some of the things that these veterans have to overcome, both inside their head or physically with a prosthetic or hitting a golf ball from a wheelchair or whatever it might be. A lot of these veterans that come into your program might have multiple disabilities, and you might not be able to see any of them. It might be a bad back, an elbow joint, and some PTSD, and none of them are visible. But you find out as you go through this program the amazing things that these veterans are overcoming, and they're just there to have fun and learn about the program. You know, that guy that I told you wouldn't get out of his car, his name was John. Well, John came up to me after week six, and he said, I remember you telling me that we can't repeat the program until, you know, you've gone through the wait list. And I said, yeah, that's sure, John. But he says, can I? And I said, John, you don't even have to say another word. He wanted to come back and actually hit golf balls because he didn't hit any golf balls throughout that first session. But now John's actually become one of our volunteers, and he comes back year after. This was 3 years ago. He comes back session after session. He's one of my volunteers now, and he helps out. Well, if you could remember 3 years ago, John didn't even get out of his car. So it's amazing to see the transformation that you're going to get through your veteran program, and it's a wild story. And I have all the respect in the world for what these men and women have done for us.
Well, and I have all the respect for you and the PGA and the LPGA professionals I know who are involved in this program, and thank you for what you do. J.P. Lund, PGA professional for over 30 years, and look into PGAHope.com. Let's help our patriots everywhere. We'll be back in just a moment with our next guest, Christy Quinn, LPGA professional.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Welcome back to America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, for news, interviews, and fun for everyone interested in golf. Our next guest is a leader, coach, and educator who is making a tremendous impact in the game. Christy Quinn is an LPGA Class A professional and the vice president of the LPGA Professionals. And she is also the founder of Discover Your Swing Golf School. She serves as the head coach for both the boys and the girls golf teams at La Jolla High School in San Diego, California, where her teams have thrived under her guidance. Christy was named the LPGA National Coach of the Year in 2017. It is a pleasure to welcome you to the show, Christy Quinn. Welcome to Tee to Green.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Debbie.
Yes, good early morning for you. I'm so excited you're here, from calling in from California. So let's start with getting to know you. What started your journey? What brought you to this game of golf?
You know, I started golf for work. It was one of those things. This is a second career for me. So I was working at Target in Boston, and they asked me to play in a pro-am out in California, which was the Dinosaur Craft Nabisco back in 2008. And I didn't know how to play golf, so I didn't want to let my boss down, so I figured it out in a couple of months. And I went out and I played relatively okay. I made contact with the ball and started playing, and when I played on the pro-am, the pro I had, she said, "You're not bad at this. You should think about doing this more often." And that was Jane Blaylock, a Hall of Famer for the LPGA, and I ended up seeing her for a lesson in Boston later on, and she gave me enough guidance that I felt confident, and I ended up leaving my job to go pursue a professional career, so I got hooked right away. ended up playing in the state amateur and country club championship and doing pretty well. And at the time, I was fortunate enough to be able to go play golf full-time, and ended up moving to California so that I could do it year-round instead of playing throughout the winter in simulators in the Northeast. So that's how I
love that. I love that story. And, you know, I run a lot of corporate golf outings, and I find that many women are hesitant to go play, and especially in an LPGA tour event, right, the pro-am, would be hesitant, where you embraced it. How have you used that experience, Christy, to help other people get involved in the game and see the power of it, not just for fun as a sport, but maybe as a business tool or as a connection tool, or like what we just heard about PGA Hope from J.P. Lund, like the impact golf can make, as you make too as a high school coach. But how have you shared that story of your entry into the game to make an impact?
You know, it happens a lot. I tell that story quite a bit for just the sheer fact of inviting girls and women to the game. The fact that my boss felt that I could be involved and gave me the invitation was very powerful, and it helped me feel like I could be a part of, you know, the charity side of Target, which was the championship, and I really wanted to give back. And so when I tell that story to the professionals or even women who want to take up the game for the first time, I said it's just the fact that you can be involved with a sport that has traditionally been for guys, you know, throughout the years. And we have slowly changed that with the LPGA reaching out with over 2,000 professionals, inviting women and girls to play the game all the time. And I know you work with inviting women from professional careers to take up golf as an experience, to get outside of the boardrooms and the offices, to be able to do businesses, decisions outside, and spending time with clients is a powerful invitation. So being a part of the game just by being invited is very powerful conversation that I've had, and has been very successful.
And the LPGA even has a program called Invite Her, because sometimes it's just that invitation. So Christy and I want to invite all of you listening who happen to be listening who don't play the game yet, but you hear a lot about it, maybe you want to step in and find a professional to help you get started and get in the game. It's a great game. So you're also, Christy, an incredible teacher of the game. So you welcome people in, and then you teach them the game and help them improve very quickly. And you encourage players to access the body they have. Can you explain what they mean, what that means for golfers who are listening today, and how that can actually help them improve their game?
Absolutely. And that has been a methodology that I adopted from the very beginning stages of my teaching career. I knew what I wanted to teach before I knew how to teach it. And the LPGA helped me through their teaching curriculum on how to communicate what it is that was my spirit of teaching the game, and that is everyone should embrace the body that they have. And the one thing that is fixed is obviously the golf club. It's never going to change usually. I mean, we've done a good job with equipment making them fit people, but it is a steel or titanium object. And so daily, everyone's body changes, their vision changes, their strength changes, whether they've eaten well or eaten poorly or drank a little too much the night before. And so they have to embrace who they are. And so by having what I call calibrations of your body, where you make sure that your balance is in order, your tempo is in order, and your timing, all of that really can help your best golf swing and golf contact come out. And it doesn't really matter. Being someone who has had 9 different surgeries on their right ankle, you know, I learned that my body has to adapt, and it will be different. And as long as I know that and not try and do something that is standard or a one-size-fits-all, then I know that I can go out and play my best golf just by embracing who I am.
So how can someone do that, Christy? They're warming up on the range. It feels a little off. They don't have their timing. Maybe they are a little off balance. What's a quick fix that they can do to go, okay, I need to get my timing and tempo and my balance in order before I get on the course?
Oh, absolutely. So I have a quick, what I call the dozen egg warm-up, and that's what you'll do is you'll take 12 golf balls. You'll separate them into 3 golf balls. Your first 3 will be balanced, so you'll swing 3 shots with your feet together. And your goal is not to make great contact. It's just to get the timing of the low point of the swing or the bottom of the swing with your feet together. Then the next 3 balls will be tempo. So you'll spread your feet apart in a normal stance, and you'll start off with swinging as fast as possible at 100% of your effort. And then the second swing will be half of that. And then the third swing is where you calibrate. Should I go more towards 100 or should I go more towards the 50? And the brain really likes, you know, you have to be specific, so you'll pick out, oh, I'll do 75. And what you're going to find is you're going to find a tempo that it kind of keeps you in the lane. So you have a bowling line, and you have the gutters that are filled with the, you know, the lines, and you want to make sure that you are less than 100 and more than your lowest of half. Then the next 3 balls will be your timing. And what you can do with this is the golf swing is typically fast back, slow through, or slow through and fast back. And so you alternate swinging the next 3 balls, going fast back, slow through, fast back. And what this does is helps the rhythm and timing of your collection of power where you're swinging back and forth. And it really helps your sequencing. So meaning your body will kind of organize itself concerning the tempo that you're swinging. And then the last 6 balls, what you're going to do is you're going to take out your driver, and you're going to attempt to do this all with your driver with the tee in the ground. And so that'll give your timing and balance and your tempo all together in the last 6 balls. And it's the quickest 7-minute warm-up you can do, which I find is helpful, that you embrace your balance, tempo, and timing.
Yeah, and it's not only the quickest, it seems like it'd be the most impactful because, as you said, our brain, our physical and mental kind of come together there and figure out, all right, how am I going to play my best today? Phenomenal. I love that. Thank you for sharing. I hope the listeners, because we have golfers out there listening and wanting to improve, so embrace that. Now, Christy, you've also embraced a very big leadership role in the LPGA. You are our national vice president. So in the LPGA, we're all one organization. We have tour players, and then we have LPGA professionals who are the coaches, the club pros, the teachers, the golf course managers, and entrepreneurs in the business. Your vice president, share with everyone a little bit about what's involved with the LPGA professionals besides maybe the woman they see at their course doing some lessons. It's so much bigger than that.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, not just nationwide, but we are global. We have 69 countries now that are involved in the LPGA as far as being a part of our teaching and club professional curriculum. And they are head coaches of universities. They are also, you know, ladies who like to work in the shop merchandising and buying products for our clubs so that you can look your best and pick the great outfit and go out there and really enjoy the game fashion with fashion sense. I feel like it is a very humbling position that I've been blessed to be able to take with our president, Louise Ball. And what I do is I serve not only in the capacity of representing the 2,000 professionals that we have worldwide, but I also get to have a seat at the table of the foundation board. And the foundation board is really where the LPGA gives back. And it's a part of our LPGA, USGA Girls Golf Program. And it is also our giving back with our grants and tuition assistance that we have throughout the world. And we have a fantastic anniversary celebration that we're going to be celebrating next year. It's our 75th. Anniversary of the LPGA, and so far we are on track to basically beat the record for women's sports by having more than $2.5 million raised for women's and girls' golf sports. So we're looking forward to celebrating that next year, and I've been, you know, privileged to sit on that board and be a part of all the decisions that are voted upon. And it feels like a pretty big shoulders to carry around in this position because it has several hats that I wear. But it is humbling to be able to talk to all of our professionals and, you know, the grassroots of our country clubs and also our public golf courses to take their needs and concerns and take them to the board and we discuss how we can help them best.
Wow. I didn't realize we were raising that much money. We have about a minute or so, minute and a half left. Christy, what are you most excited about in the future of the LPGA professionals?
Well, it feels like we're on the dawn of a new era. And since COVID, being in the high school coaching arena of California, which is a pretty huge conglomerate of coaches, you know, I'm just now starting to see more female coaches in the industry. Just this past California Interscholastic Federation regionals and state championship, you know, I wasn't the only female out there, which was great. It's fantastic and enlightening to see that there were six other women who are high school coaches in the Southern California area, which is, you know, huge, monumental in the last 5 years, and I've seen more girls try out for sports. I'm really excited to see women's sports take a launching pad off this trampoline of the likes of celebrities like, you know, Caitlin Clark and some other female celebrities that are getting into the game, Serena Williams and her children, and also Venus embracing the other sports. It just really is great to see all of us as female professionals reaching out and going across our sports and helping lift each other up.
Well, we are talking with Christy Quinn, LPGA professional and the vice president of the LPGA organization. Christy, if someone wants to help out with so much of the fundraising, girls golf, or learn more about maybe becoming an LPGA professional, where can they get some information?
Absolutely. There's a one-stop-shop answer to both of those questions, and that is go to lpga.com, and as soon as you do, you're going to get a pop-up blocker that is going to say, hey, this is what we're celebrating next year, 75th anniversary, and we have a lottery right now for a sweepstakes, and that sweepstakes is to win a spot out at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am in next year. And then in addition to that, if you want to learn more about becoming a member or a teacher or a coach, just go to the top of the bar and choose LPGA Professionals, and you'll get a drop-down menu of all the options and answers that you'll need to become a member.
Do you need to sell your home? Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Welcome back to Tea to Green Radio, the America's longest running network radio show. And you can hear us on sportsbyline.com every week live. Also, we're very proud, especially this Veterans Day weekend, to be on American Forces Radio in 30 countries worldwide. So thank you for listening and tuning in. The PGA Tour is competing in the Worldwide Technology Championship, concluding today. Next week will be the Butterfield Bermuda Championship, and the LPGA Tour is the Toto Japan Classic. Next week, the Annika, driven by Greenbridge at Pelican in Florida. Thank you all so much for tuning in. This is a show by golfers for golfers. We are talking golf 52 weeks a year and loving it. Again, Tee to Green Radio, stream live every Sunday.